USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States is greatly disappointed that Turkey is moving against Kurds in northern Syria.
I spoke with Turkish Defense Minister Akar yesterday to express our strong opposition to Turkey's actions and reiterated the damage this is doing to our bilateral relationship.
Talking with reporters at the Pentagon, Esper also says that the United States is not abandoning Kurdish forces. A fast-growing wildfire on the northern edge of Los Angeles is now forcing at least 100,000 evacuation orders. Chief Ralph Terezis of the Los Angeles Fire Department gave the latest updates on the fire.
In terms of weather conditions, for the past few days, we've been under red flag conditions, which means that the wind speed's above 25 miles per hour and the relative humidity is below 15%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A hospital chain in Alabama is recovering from a costly ransomware attack. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The DCH health system had to quit accepting new patients after a malware attack crippled computer systems early this month. Now it says its hospitals in the West Alabama cities of Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Fayette have resumed admitting patients and are getting back to normal. They also say it came after paying a ransom to regain control of its systems. It hasn't said how much that ransom was, but a spokesman says insurance covered the cost. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Boeing and the FAA are being blamed for the certification of the 737 MAX aircraft. The New York Times is reporting that Boeing did not fully explain its new automated flight system in the airplane when it presented it to the federal regulators. Additionally, federal regulators did not have the capability to effectively analyze all new technology that Boeing presented. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With 13 months left until Election Day, there's a new political poll out taking the temperature of both Democrat and Republican voters. Here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
If you believe in polls, which after the 2016 election, many Americans do not have faith in, the latest Fox News survey finds Joe Biden leading the pack of Democrats at 32%, Elizabeth Warren in second place with 22%, and Bernie Sanders trailing in third place at 17%. When voters asked if President Trump will be reelected next year, 44% in the Fox News poll say yes, 46% say no, 10% say they are unsure. Now, President Trump tweeting about all this, saying, "From the day I announced I was running for president, I have never, in capital letters, had a good Fox News poll. Whoever their pollster is, they suck." But Fox News is also much different than it used to be in the good old days.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and healthcare professionals are trying to get the word out regarding technological advances to ease the discomfort of mammograms. Well-known OBGYN Dr. Jessica Shepherd.
Because it's a breast stabilization system which features a curved compression surface to help reduce pinching during the actual exam.
Dr. Shepherd is speaking about the Smart Curve system, which is available at many OBGYN offices across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.